This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey, welcome to the Only Donna podcast. We're currently in North America. If you want to see us on the west coast of North America, all the cities that are on the west coast, every single one, and Austin in Texas, jump on www.auntiedonna.com/shows.
I'm just here to back you up,
thanks,
Zach.
Thanks, bros.
We said we're going to share this ad, and then Zach just did all of it.
I missed that. I thought you said something to the effect of not wanting to do it.
I don't ever want to do any of this.
Guys, Max Gorn's back.
Oh.
We got to go check out Max Gorn's, everybody. Sorry about this. But we're going to go watch Max Gorn's do his thing.
Also, Patreon.
Yeah, that exists.
I want your loving, baby, I want your romance. You and me could write a bad romance. Oh,
I want your loving, I want your disease.
Ra, ra, ooh, ra, ra. Ra, ra, ooh, ra, na, na. Ra, ra, na, na.
I love romance.
Ra, da, ooh, ra, la. I want to go to ra, da. Rada,
Royal, Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. I want your Shakespeare. I want your Eugene O'Neill.
Wah, 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 wah.
I want your realism plays and also absurdist. I want your Rada. Rada, Rada, I want your Rada.
When you go to Rada, you become a better actor.
The Royal Academy of Dramatic Art London, where you study drama.
I want to learn how to approach classical text. And also
how to audition for screen.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Zach auditioned for NIDA.
I did. That's very true.
True story. Ga, ga, la, la, ga, ga.
Ga, ga, ra, ga, ga.
Just see how long we can do this.
I love Rada.
I read an article a couple of months ago about how it's mostly upper class people going to Rada now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. And now they're all a bit too posh when you think about it.
Apparently Taylor Swift's new boyfriend is one of them, and he still lives with his parents, which is kind of like saying someone who lives in a fucking country, because they would have a giant property, because he would come from substantial wealth.
I want your love, and I want your disease. You and me could write a bad romance. Whoa, 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 whoa.
On the topic of Taylor Swift. Apparently, what? She will. I want to do the rap bit now. You know, they're talking. Apparently, Taylor Swift released.
Is there a rap bit in that
song? No, you know the bit where she's like.
Just go with it for a sec.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you need some medication, Zach?
So, Taylor Swift has released all her albums on Spotify on the same day that Katy Perry's new album came out. They reckon as a big fuck you.
I'm sorry, Zach, for not going along with the rap bit, but I didn't like what you did anyway.
I want your loving, babe. I want your disease.
No, that's
called singing, Zach.
No, what's the bit where she's like, I want you, I want you, don't, I want you, don't.
That's not that.
That's
song.
Called a fever dream.
No, yeah.
That up, Zach.
No, I'm just gonna look up the lyrics now.
Insane, Zach.
And once I find the lyrics, I'll be able to tell you what bit I'm talking about.
Zach, get your shit together.
It's more of a spoken word bit than a rap bit.
Maybe it's not on the radio edit, which I'm very familiar
keep
with.
Keep singing, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't sing. That broke the form there. That was a no-no.
Lady Gaga. La 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 la.
Snyder, la la la. The films of Zack Snyder. Snyder, ooh la la. Zack Snyder's not very good. I thought Watchmen was pretty good until I read the comic book.
And then I realized that Snyder missed the mark.
Oh, we're just going to listen through. I hope we can listen through until the spoken word bit that I'm talking about.
All right.
Is that too loud? Yeah. That's a good level. Tom is really not loving it. He's worried. I think he's worried about the listeners at home.
Do you know what I'm worried about? I want your love. Ra ra ra, what's your love?
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
This is the longest the podcast has gone. Without Tom even cracking a smile, makes me worried. Makes me worried about the content. I got the next one.
All right.
This is... Oh!
Oh!
That's pretty spoken.
That's very spoken.
Thank you, everybody.
Corrected.
This is what happens when you're on tour for a prolonged period of time.
Sorry, I'm trying to sing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
To be fair, it wasn't really a rap bit. It was just a small pre-chorus.
Whoa, whoa, I did correct myself and say it was spoken word a minute ago.
Yes, but you also said that it was a whole section of the song and not just a short.
Again, I think.
Rah, rah,
no, it doesn't.
Rah, 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 rah.
Oh, don't pause it. Keep playing.
We just had an out.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Please remember to subscribe, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you so much, everyone. This is brought to you by Luke Craig.
Shall we do? Which Lady Gaga song shall we sing now?
Maybe the one about jumping on someone's dick and riding it.
Yeah, Disco Stick. I was thinking Joanne, something from her new album, Joanne.
I love how explicit Disco Stick is.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, I want to ride your Disco Stick.
That's not the name of the song.
Isn't it? Disco Stick.
Surely it's called Disco Stick.
I am typing Disco Stick into Spotify and nothing is coming up.
Maybe it's Dicko. Dicko Stick.
Oh, there is Ian Dicko Dickinson. Yeah. Do you reckon that's it?
I want to ride your
You should
Dicko
wear more
stick.
Appropriate clothes. Cause
that's what it opens with.
I can't believe he said that to Paulini, who is...
But she got the last laugh because she's in Bodyguard.
Bodyguard. That's my favourite song from Bodyguard. Hey there, I'm a bodyguard.
You know what's
I'll
strange?
Protect you from all the stalkers. Get out of here. Go away. I'm the bodyguard. Ra-da-da-da.
I'm Whitney Houston and I need a bodyguard. And I'm walking around in my backyard. And there might be things that could happen to me. And I hope nobody shoots me in the knee.
I'm Jerry Stiff. I've got a massive stiff. And I walk around with my massive stiff.
Oh no, don't worry, Whitney Houston. Jerry Stiff's here to kick you in the face, but I got my gun. I'll shoot him in the tum. I'm a bodyguard.
I never said I wanted to kick Whitney Houston. I just wow.
There goes my hero.
Goodbye.
The weirdest Watch song. Him as he goes.
The weirdest song for me in the Bodyguard musical, and everyone who's listening to this must go buy tickets immediately.
Oh yes, definitely must.
We were invited to opening night in Sydney. They flew us up. We did the red carpet, and it was sensational.
Do you know? It is weird that they do break out into Foo Fighters in the middle of the Bodyguard song. But what do you think is the weirdest song?
The weirdest song for me in that show that it's in there is purely, I feel like it's only because it sounds a bit similar to Bodyguard, but that song by Bodyjar,
yeah,
the late 90s Australian rock band, that was weird. That
was super weird. The other part that for me,
Nah, I got nothing.
Cool.
Do you know what I would recommend, though, is go see Bodyguard. You know what? But go out for dinner beforehand. Yes. Make a
put
night of it.
Put some money into
take
the
your,
city.
Take
put
your best girl. Take your best boy. Take your best friend. Take your boyfriend. Take your girlfriend.
Maybe
whatever it is.
Maybe a polyamorous. Bring a few people.
Yeah,
maybe
if you're in a polyamorous a relationship, take your two boys. Take your two girls. Take your boy and your girl. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe some of those people in the polyamorous relationship are gender non-specific, so just take some people.
You can take seven people, you can line them up, let them smash you one by one.
Let them smash you one by one. Put on a nice shirt, put on a dress.
Let those
make
seven
a
people
night
smash
of
you
it.
And let them smash you with love.
Make a night of it. That's good. That's
Where are we, guys?
Where are we right now? If I knew, I would tell you. They put me in a plane and they send me to a city.
No, wrong. We are 10 minutes into the best podcast we've ever done.
And they say, do a little plays for this group of people. And I say, give me some local references. And they say, oh, Justin Bieber's from here. And then I step on stage, I yell at the people for an hour, and I get off stage. No, I'm joking.
We are
Seattle.
In the land of tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Sorry, did I ruin something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I'm having bad internet connection. Would you be able to get up this thing that I'm searching?
Well, have we ruined it?
Yeah, we've ruined it. I was going to play the Frasier theme, but we can, like,
We're in LA.
We're
in Burbank.
We didn't go to Ballarat Academy of Performing Arts for no reason.
Yeah. Hey, baby, I hear the blues. Our Tom's recording it.
So I can do the quiz that we're going to do later. And maybe I
seem a bit confused. The what?
What? No, what'd you say?
We're gonna do a quiz
What?
Guess where we are. What just happened?
Are we in Burbank?
I don't know what happened.
Tom's all right, Tom's
so
recording.
Let me explain.
Okay.
No, you don't do that.
He doesn't
so
need.
I'm doing my voice. Oh. I'm doing the fourth microphone on my phone, so
on
I can
your,
put it in.
It'd be really
so
funny.
I can be involved in this podcast.
If right now, if the whole thing is like people are listening, it's like us talking, and then it's just like. That's Tom.
That. Can you play the theme song again, and everyone has to guess where we are?
Oh right. Yeah.
Right.
Have I said Seattle?
Burbank. Are we in Burbank? This is the theme song for Fraser.
Fraser?
Fraser. Brendan Fraser.
All right, so Fraser. We're going to play this. We're going to play this one more time for you.
I think
and
I just saw
can't...
Broden's balls. Oh, no, he's wearing undies. It's all good.
Why would I wear undies? All right, so we're going to play this song one more time. You got to guess what city we're in, okay? Here's the song.
Oh, I love this song.
Okay.
Here's a clue. It sounds like something you put on a horse.
Where
to
is
ride
this one, sir?
Hey!
Where
what
is the Big
what
Bang
What is that?
Theory,
is that the theme? Does the Big Bang Theory have a theme song?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. I did of not course. Even
that's
know
by
that.
A really good band, too. It's Ben... It's a good band.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, it is Bare Naked Ladies. By a band, I think.
Right. I did
so
we're
going to play that one more time, okay?
But in all honesty, where is the Big Bang Theory
I'm trying to look
set?
It up.
Oh, okay.
I did my not even know. I'm blowing before. My mind that show was a theme same song. Same hotel, same price.
No. Oh, that's right, Hotel Trivago.
Hotel Trivago. Which one's you?
Alright.
I haven't picked up on what this one is yet.
This is a real song.
Yeah. Ah.
What does this have to do with Seattle?
Friends.
This is Two Broke Girls theme song.
Oh,
is it really?
Yeah.
Is that set in Seattle?
I don't know where that's set.
Real good tune.
Two Broke Girls.
All these fucking
Kat Dennings is really funny as an actor. Kat Dennings.
Pasadena, California, Big Bang Theory.
What an interesting choice of place.
It's probably where a big university is where smart cunts go.
I love
show is too smart for
I
me.
Love
I
that.
Think that's the problem. I
love that notion of people sitting in, like, people in Burbank just like going, where are we going to set this sitcom? You know what I mean? Like, just that arbitrary choice of, like, Frasier, he lived in Boston for a bit, and they're like, where's he going to move? We're filming in the same, on the same, like, soundstage. They're like, where are are we going to put him?
I'm sure there were legitimate reasons.
Why did they choose Seattle, Brandon? I feel like you'd know the answer to this.
Because Kelsey Grammer. I don't know.
Maybe there's a big talkback radio scene here. Maybe there's just reasons that you would never understand or never could understand.
There was shit read in a Cheers. Book. There's shit in Cheers that alludes to him having a family back in
right.
Seattle. So it probably just was down to that.
Do you know? Do you want to know
one of the writers? Was
two interesting facts that I have about Frasier, and I'm going to say these two interesting facts because I think Broden's then going to have like a good 20 to follow it up with. Broden loves Frasier.
But my I do love Frasier.
My two interesting facts about Frasier is here one, it was originally being developed as a standalone sitcom unrelated to Cheers in which he would play a paraplegic and his maid was actually his carer. And then he was convinced, they were convinced to make it a Cheers spin-off and make it the character of Frasier Crane. Number two, the view from his apartment is an impossible view. It's actually a view from a mountain or a hill. It was a photo that was taken on top of a hill and then they just used that image. So there is no building with that view.
I think there's room for a Frasier podcast.
I think it's right now.
Did you know that Kevin Smith narrated or done what's it called? What's it called when you put the what's it called? You know when you're watching a thing and you put the thing on and the people talk?
Television show?
Every commentary. Of commentary.
Have you
it's
heard
called
of this?
Toss Salad and Scrambled Eggs.
No. He
it's true. He's done commentary for every single episode of Frasier.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Spacey.
Can you imagine? Now I can understand why you were so blown away.
There's no fucking way.
So we're on another episode. I can't do Kevin
Spacey. Well, hello there. I'm doing him as
Kevin Spacey. Oh, okay, here we are. We're watching another episode.
You made my Google Speak go off.
We're watching another episode of Frasier. Oh, wow. He is getting into an argument with some people. That's very interesting. I'm Kevin Spacey. I'm currently doing a performance in London of Othello. I play Iago. Oh, look, Frasier is in his radio. Okay, this is not going anywhere.
It was good, though. It was good.
Thank you. Thank you.
We crossed the border into the United States of...
America.
America. Yeah. Again, from Canada. We went through customs, much nicer going through in a nice car as opposed to landing on a plane.
Didn't and have probably to take going my to fucking Mexico. Shoes off.
No.
Which was nice.
But you like taking your shoes off. What is with that, by the way?
What is with that? You're going, I watch a show, I come a show.
When they're on, I don't like to take them off because I hate taking them off. And then when they're off, I don't like putting them on.
I come to your show, I go, bro, he's in shoe. Zach in shoes. And Tom, the new DJ, I reckon he's in shoe. Why are you not wearing shoe? Why not wearing shoe, man? That's my question for you guys. Bro, my question for you, man, B. For Zach, do more from me. I love you guys so much.
So we were in Canada, and now we're well versed in Canada. Tom, are you gonna give us a quiz because we know Canada?
Yes.
Now.
So
Tom's still in a quiz.
When we get a question right, can you play the Frasier theme? And when we get a question wrong, can you play the Two Broke Girls theme?
Can I do it as a Canadian? I would like to do that.
You can. Yeah. You can absolutely.
You can do whatever you want.
You've got a character name. What's his name again?
Oh no. Okay. All right. Canadian I don't remember. Bill, was it? Canadian Bill or something like that. Okay.
Canadian Bob, I reckon, is better.
Canadian Bob. Okay. I'm 22. I smoke a lot of weed. My dad kicked me out of home because he caught me smoking weed when I was 17. He's a Mountie. All right. Here we go.
Okay. You got that one right.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just.
I should know all the answers because I'm from Canada. All right.
Here we go, Tom.
No.
He's got to skip an ad.
Is the first one what?
I've asked a lot of Tom, and the way he looked at me when I requested these things was like, I just wanted to record a podcast.
All right. You ready?
Okay, all right.
What
let's do this.
What is the official languages of Canada?
What is R?
Right.
The official languages of Canada, your choices are...
What was it again, sorry?
What is /R?
I know this.
Saying R, okay.
English and French.
French, Spanish... Inuit or English?
English and French.
Okay. I'm going to go English, French, and Inuit because we're a pretty progressive society.
English
you know?
And French.
I'm going to go English, French, and Inuit.
It's English and French.
I can only put one in answering. You need to be...
You only put one, but it said what is R?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, as in, as a United, aren't you done
there? Oh. He wants to add Inuit, United. You want to have just two.
I won't have...
I'm not saying it is Inuit, I'm saying I hope it's Inuit, you know what I mean? We're so living in the age of Trudeau, you know?
I reckon go, what do you...
It's English and French.
All right, what do you... Are French you Canadian, Bob? You're a nice, affable guy, so you're gonna...
Say, I voted for Trudeau. I'm a pretty progressive guy, and I definitely hope that we're including our first people. So
turn
I'm
your laptop
say,
sideways
I
so
hope
when,
Inuit.
When you...
Yeah, so you can't see it?
Yeah. All right. Okay, so put through the two, please.
Just French and English?
Yep. I think yes. That's...
And then, now please play the song correlating... Is that correct?
Oh, no. We got a way to go. We may be a pretty progressive society, but we got a way to go.
I know that because I love the Arcade Fire.
Yeah. All right. Is that so? What has that got to do with
the Arcade Fire? They're
French Canadian. I like Arcade Fires where they burn nerds.
Oh, no.
Oh, and you can smell their skin bubble.
Oh, no.
Okay, boys, I have a next question for you.
Oh, no.
Besides being a beautiful sight to look at, why is the Niagara Falls important? It provides drinking water to Canadians.
Okay.
Good, it is a tourist destination.
It's a good place to wash my scrotum.
Let me just say, I did drink from the Niagara Falls one night.
I don't
when
need
I got
to
really
hear the
stoned.
Other two options.
Okay.
All right. Go.
Nah, what are they?
It is one of the greatest hydroelectric power sources of the world.
Okay.
Or it is a great lake.
The hydro one and Protum
Can
Scrot.
I pick multiple
it's a good
answers?
Place to, it's a good
one.
Place to dip my balls.
No, you can only pick one.
Well,
thing.
It is a great tourist destination.
No, it's definitely the hydro one. It's definitely,
have we got a united front?
It's got to be the hydro one.
Well, I
got
to go.
That's
it
why
is
it's important.
A tourist destination. I went there with my mom and
was
pop.
Dipping balls an answer.
When were you in Canada?
Me? I grew up in Canada, out of Vancouver.
You ever been to Winnipeg?
Victoria?
I did go there once, yeah. I had a girlfriend at the time who was from Winnipeg.
Hey, if you're Canadian, let us know what you think of Zach's accent.
It's pretty good.
I reckon it's great, but
I
don't
mean,
know.
It's, you know, it, like, it's probably not the best accent in the world, I understand
it's pretty
that,
good, though. You're working on it
I'm,
pretty hard.
I'm from about an hour out of... I was doing it at Canadians during the meet and greets. It was probably pretty rude.
All right. So, Mark's answer. Oh,
yeah.
But it is
I
a
know
tourist destination.
I know a fucking shitload about Canada, you dogs.
The question was, why is it super important?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, that's a bit of, that, is that not a little bit of, that's an opinion-based question.
Yeah.
No.
In my opinion, the tourism is more important than the power.
No one's coming if there's no power. You can't have tourism without power.
I'm pretty sure.
No one's going to come to see Niagara Falls in the dark.
Charles Darwin. Who's the one that wrote Oliver Twist?
Dickens.
I'm pretty sure he went there and there was no electricity then. So.
You don't know that. You can't prove that.
You're just making that up.
No, he did go.
What is the capital of Canada?
Oh, I should know that one.
Sure.
Oh, Jesus.
And I actually have to spell this one in. The machine's making me spell it.
What are the options?
There's no options.
No, that's French Canada. It wouldn't be Quebec.
Toronto.
Toronto, we got a united front on Toronto.
No, I want to go like one of those. I feel like it's going to be one of those. No,
Montreal's
it's not.
Not.
No, it's
Winnipeg.
It's. I remember in the news, I was like, "That's the capital."
Well,
you went into Natalie. Then,
I did. I do that a bit. I also fall
managers.
Into Midwest quite a bit on this one as well.
Is it my dick?
Oh, no. No.
Broden, you are obsessed
Wait, let's have a look.
With talking
oh,
about
wow.
your
look,
balls and your
Trudeau.
Dick.
Is incorrect. Ottawa. Oh, hang on.
Right.
Oh.
No. Wait, I think it's Ottawa.
And no, I just muted the two red girls thing.
Oh, it's wrong.
Ottawa is the answer, you
dog. I love Two Broke Girls now.
All right. Ottawa.
My favorite part of
I did
Two
not
Broke
know that.
Girls is Kat Denning not giving a fuck whenever it's not her lines. Just watch her face. She is done.
Is that the opinion of Zach or the opinion of Canadian Bob?
Canadian Bob and Zach have a lot of similar opinions. Canada and Australia are both Commonwealth nations.
Are you both massive homophobes, or is that just...
Oh, no. I don't know about Zach, but I'm definitely not a homophobe.
Well,
I'm going to
well
defend
played.
Canadian Bob right now.
Well
Zach can...
You hit that. You backhanded that like Margaret Court.
All right. The Canadian currency is the dollar, the pound, the Canadian dollar, or the lira?
It's the Canadian dollar.
Well, yeah. No, I reckon dollar.
You know, to,
Wait, what
to
is
me, it?
It
is a dollar.
What is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, no. What is it? Did we have Australian dollars in
the
Australia?
Canadian
this is
dollar.
Yeah, AUD.
By
far,
or
the shittest question.
No, it's
I've
the
ever
Canadian.
Done.
It's the Canadian dollar. It has
yeah,
to be the Canadian
dollar.
Canadian dollar. Yeah, CUD.
But, like, to me, it is a dollar. There is no Canadian to that dollar. Yours is an Australian dollar. I have the dollar. You have the Australian dollar.
I'm telling you, it's the Canadian dollar.
I know that. I'm just saying in my opinion.
I want to hear the Two Broke Girls song.
Oh.
Oh, yes, no. You dogs. I know so much about Canada. I know more about Canada than Canadian Bob.
Mark, are you 4-for-4? No, you didn't get Ottawa.
I got Ottawa in a roundabout way.
Sure.
How did you let it slip that it was Ottawa, and then I said Ottawa. Yeah, so right. I feel like Ottawa.
Give him, I give him the point.
Yeah, yeah, the answer the right as it is saying the right
false
answer.
Question.
Oh,
false. 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 False.
Canada is the
just play the song. Play the song. Just play the song.
Canada
play the
is
song.
The largest country.
Play the song. I don't want to hear the question. I just want to hear if we got it right.
Largest country. No.
Yes. What was the question?
Is Canada the largest country?
No, it's Russia.
What, in the that's world? Wrong.
Is it Russia?
Well, it doesn't give me the fucking true answer.
This
well,
is well, by
it's
far
the largest after Russia, it says.
Okay,
is it?
Hey, yeah. Guys, you want to see my impersonation of this quiz?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, boys? I got a question. What's your opinion on...
that's
like,
not opinion.
Poutine?
That's square miles.
On no, that one's okay, but that's
is Canada, is Canada one of the countries that are good?
Do you like Canada?
Next question.
Do you like
another
Canada?
True or false question.
Yes, it is a major tourist destination.
Do you want to lock it in
yes,
before I read
nah,
it?
They have
read
a lot
it.
Of oil infrastructure.
Canada has 10 states, true or false?
Oh, okay.
False. False because
true.
They're provinces.
Oh, see, but I would not put it past this questionnaire to be stupid.
Look, I'm happy states. To go with false, but I'm going to say that it was true.
See, I all come right. from a province just outside of...
So what did you go again, bro?
I said they don't have states, so the question's wrong if it says it has 10 states. They have provinces. It's wrong. They have provinces. Hey,
baby, what was their answer?
False.
Yep. False. Okay. So we got that one.
Oh,
so
we got it right.
I'm yes. 5-for-6. Yeah.
Me, I'm not doing too good,
so
but that's because my daddy kicked me out when I was 17. There
we go.
Ah, right.
How many?
10 provinces and 3 territories. Sorry, I'm talking over you.
What defines a territory? Has anyone across this?
It is usually a degree more autonomous than a state. Less autonomous than a state. It's
so the northern.
Run,
so why is the Northern Territory in Australia a territory?
It is run more by the government. Of Australia than it is by a self-governing state body.
Canada, Bob.
Yeah?
You know quite a lot about Australia.
I know a
geography.
Lot about territories. I'm a big fan of the Commonwealth.
Right, okay. Cool.
Where do you think is the major issue in the recent years with Paran in Melbourne and what's happened to the major Chapel Street section?
Oh, okay. See, I don't know what Chapel Street is. I don't know what a Chapel Street is. We have a Chapel Street in...
I feel like Zach is slipping in and out of character here. Okay.
Like a man, like an old person.
Not
with
the accent. The
Alzheimer's.
Accent
oh, thank
nailing.
You. That is very kind. I think I am slipping out, though. I'm hitting Midwest a lot. I'm right. sounding like I'm from Fargo right. a lot.
We got 3 more questions.
Oh, okay. Right. I can't wait for all of them to be shit.
You got to pick a few options here.
All right.
Okay.
What oceans are surrounding Canada?
Pacific.
The Pacific?
Yeah.
The
Indian.
Atlantic, the Indian, the Arctic, or the Southern?
Well, not... Oh,
Atlantic maybe. And Pacific.
Atlantic and Pacific.
That's probably it. Wrong.
And what was the and Southern?
The Indian.
No, it would be Southern.
No, it wouldn't be
no,
Southern.
No, I'm asking
wouldn't
what
be
is
Southern.
What he just said.
Well, it wouldn't be Southern.
If he said
it's
Southern,
not Southern,
I would say no
it's
to
wrong.
That.
That doesn't make
hey,
any
man,
sense.
Okay.
North America.
We are a famously polite
wrong.
People.
Wrong.
Mark, we are a famously polite
ring,
people.
Ring, ring, ring.
But I will hit
ring,
you.
Ring, ring, ring. Excuse me, Donald Trump. Can you just tell me what you think of can Canada Bill's answer? Wrong.
Oh,
wrong.
Okay. Well, ring, ring, ring. Hello, Justin Trudeau. Oh, hey there. What do you think of Mark's answer? I think it's a great answer because I'm a really nice guy and a progressive. And hello, how are you?
I think Donald Trump's just got one more thing to say.
Okay.
Wrong.
Oh, no.
Wrong.
Well, I bet that Trudeau would be better at a handshake.
I'd really like to have a shower.
Okay, all right.
All right.
If we get through this questionnaire quicker.
So just the Atlantic and the Pacific, that's what
well, there was
lucky.
3. Can you repeat the question? Right. That is what I was asking
okay.
for.
Southern is wrong.
Oh, you need to chill out, bro.
Southern is wrong.
Bud, you need to chill out,
it's
all right?
The stupidest thing I've ever
no, you
heard.
Need to, well, that wasn't my answer, bud. Okay, you need to chill.
Okay, guys.
Can you ask the question again?
What oceans are surrounding Canada?
Okay.
The Atlantic, the Indian, the Pacific, the Arctic, or the Southern?
Oh, I got to go southern there.
Put Arctic, Pacific, and Atlantic for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, that'd be me as well.
Yes, that makes sense.
All right, boys.
And then play the correlating.
Yeah! Great work with the oceans there, BJ Kelly.
I know my oceans.
Scarlet and scrambled.
Two more questions.
Oh, no!
Canadian Bob's.
Lost everything.
Oh, we lost everything.
Is it still recording? No. Oh, it's still recording. We just...
So just plug it all in. I'm so sorry.
We can cut this bit out.
No, this is good.
Oh, Zach.
Okay.
No, it's right.
Canadian Bob here. I gotta own up to something, right? So basically, before we were doing the podcast, and I got a little excited because we got the answer right, and I may have toppled over the whole podcast unit.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and
the podcast unit.
I was thinking about so fuck. I was thinking about like maple syrup and stuff. I got a little excited, and maybe I knocked it over. So right. That is why there was that little cut there. That was my fault.
I'm not going to cut
sorry.
It.
Sorry.
Okay. Canada's government is a constitutional monarchy, federal republic, dictatorship, or constitutional democracy.
Well, the way this country's run is a bloody dictatorship.
Okay, all right.
Is it mon? No.
Well, like, there is a queen, so I got to go monarchy.
Yeah, it's got to be the monarchy.
But then what are we? We're a commonwealth.
But Canada's also part of the commonwealth.
Who's we?
I'm saying Canada.
Woo!
Australia has we're the Commonwealth of Australia, and we are a democratic republic.
Are we?
No, we're not. We're not a republic.
No, we're not republic.
No, we're not. You're not, and we're not either. The thing is, we have a queen. The queen is the queen of Canada and Australia.
Yeah, but it's like, what are the questions?
Broden, you're thinking of the Congo.
Constitutional monarchy.
We're not talking
federal
Congo.
Federal republic, dictatorship, or constitutional.
I tell you what,
democracy.
When the right wing guy before Trudeau was in power,
it's got to be the monarchy.
I don't care what we go for, but I'm going to go constitutional democracy.
I'm going to go monarchy, and can I just say, when the right wing guy before Trudeau was in power, it bloody felt like a
bloody.
Okay. It felt a little bit like a dictatorship. Okay, but it wasn't. Cool.
All right,
I'm going to have to go monarchy as well, because they've got the. But Canada doesn't have a queen.
Yeah,
guess
we do.
What, Braden?
We have the queen.
Is that right?
No, you were wrong.
You were wrong.
Wait,
but this is the
Braden
wrong answer. Wrong. But you got a new way to go.
Yeah, but we
Braden
were going to say bets. Yeah, we said monarchy.
Yeah, so you guys were right.
Well, then play the right song.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, bud.
No,
can you play?
That's
you?
Why I said specifically, Braden. Hey, Braden.
No, Tom, you're out of line.
No, and now
Tom.
Now I will say, hey, Mark and Zach.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Well, you guys refused to be United Front.
Yeah, you decided to be United Cunt.
Oh, no. Oh, that was good.
Thank you, Canadian Bob.
Last question to see what you've learned on your trip.
I got a big... Can I just say I got a big fluffy jacket and I smoke a lot of weed.
And I got I got a big fluffy dick.
Oh, do you?
And we're over time.
That's so cool.
But I think this is great time.
What's,
no, this is
what's
great
time. Canadian Bob?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Putin?
On Putin. I think he's like a pretty weird guy.
No, gravy chips and curds.
Okay, I thought you said Putin. Poutine, yeah, I love it. You know, it's a bit weird. A lot of tourists like it. I much prefer just McDonald's, you know, but we love poutine.
Yeah. Can we
strange
just get
answer.
Louisiana Jill on for the last question, please?
Oh, yeah, please.
I don't know what you're referring to.
I gotta say, I'm a big fan
There's
of the
been
podcast.
A lot of hashtags this week.
Of what?
Bring back Louisiana Jill.
I don't remember what that reference
is. You in a head voice.
Oh, you don't remember Louisiana Jill? She
I mean,
was so
no,
funny.
I don't. Wait a sec. There is a phone call we're getting in, though. Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, no.
She is.
It's me, Louisiana Jill.
Oh, no. I think I was in
Quick,
a different
cast
frame
question.
Of mind when I said I liked this character.
Right. Which are the Great Lakes near Canada? Huron, Ontario, Superior, Erie, or Michigan?
Michigan is definitely one.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Press.
Michigan.
Any others? Sam says Ontario.
Oh, no.
Michigan. Sam's here.
This happened because of you.
This is no, it's got nothing to do with me. This was a Zach move.
Please play the correlating song.
All right. Is it just the one?
Oh, is there a few?
Well,
Michigan.
I can put in.
Oh, this is like by far. I want to say some bad words that I would later ask you to
more
cut.
I just hate
this quiz.
I just don't care anymore.
I feel like because it's the last one, it's going to be all of them. So I'm...
Oh, great. Can we play this out?
Okay, let's just play this out.
Hey, play this song out. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been watching Two Broke Girls, the podcast. If you liked it, I'm so sorry that the show's been axed because it was a giant pile of cum. But listen, make sure you stick around for some chippies. And Zach, Canadian Bob, thanks for coming.
Okay, and I just got to say, hey, thank you to everyone. I come from about an hour out of Vancouver. I got to say,
shut up.
If you want some pancakes,
keep playing the song.
Keep playing the song. That's the idea. Okay. If you want some pancakes and some maple syrup, you know who to call. I'm wrapping it up. You can't tell me to shut up. I got a whole thing going on. You shut up.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay, so.
Boy, stop fighting!
I was gonna throw to you, Louisiana Jill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was gonna be real good. All right, so you know who to call. And Louisiana Jill, thank you so much for coming out.
Who?
Oh, no.
Who?
Oh, no. Shut up.
Shut up. We've still got a few more shows on this.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up, Tom. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up, Tom.
Hey, Tom. I'm sorry, but shut up. I'm sorry.
Just put the ad at the top.
But shut up.
Okay. Has this been 22 minutes?
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.